The Leroy McAllister Critical Lands Program was set up in 1999. Today, said Wendy Fisher, most people don't even remember McAllister, a veteran legislator who died in 2005. She said it's remarkable that the open space program was defunded at a time when the state had a $600 million surplus.
This is a fund that has, with $22 million over 20 years, leveraged $200 million in land preservation. So it was really unfortunate, and it actually was on the base budget for complete elimination. Representative Duckworth had $1 million request in. I think Representative Handy had a request in to actually keep this funded. But the reality of the situation is we have folks in the leadership who are not interested in seeing land preservation. They do happen to be in the development industry, but I don't really see that being the purpose, because we've had lots of real estate agents and developers over the years who recognize that protecting open space protects quality of life and market values.
She said there's good news, though, about several of the leaders on Capitol Hill who don't support open space.
A lot of the people that were against this funding and against open space in the legislature are leaving the legislature. So there are 26 new seats, House and Senate, that are up for election this year. And, you know, hopefully we get some good leaders in there who recognize exactly what you are saying, Leslie, which is this is our economic bottom line. The top two reasons people come to Utah for business, to move here, to visit, are its scenic beauty and recreational opportunity. And that's been that way for 27 years.
Kanab Republican Mike Noel has been involved on several fronts, from pushing to cut back the size of the Bears Ears and Grand Staircase monuments to pushing a bill that would have affected Salt Lake's water supply.
He went after a number of things. He went after Salt Lake City's extraterritorial jurisdiction to preserve the watershed that protects, you know, the drinking water for the entire Salt Lake Valley. I mean, you know, just really some thoughtless and really lack of leadership is what I think we witnessed. And certainly with the national monuments, there's a lot of support for our national monuments, but they went after those as well. So, you know, again, it takes good leadership, and we're hoping that can come from people who are running for those positions in the upcoming election.
In the end, she said it's important to call your representative and others in the legislature,
because they do listen. And we actually found that the more people that called and wrote individual emails, so, you know, don't just click on a button and send a form email, but actually call them up, make a relationship with these people, let them know what you care about. They're your elected leaders. And even if they're not your particular district, you know, we all go visit different places in the state of Utah, and I think it's important for them to know that we care about our open spaces and that this is part of our economic future and sustainability.
Wendy Fisher, Director of Utah Open Lands. For KPCW, I'm Rick Bruff.